category. I have to question is having three martinis too much? Well, if you ask the question, that means it's probably too much.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Yes, I'm Still Sober with John Raven, episode 10. We're already to 10. Hope everybody's doing all right. All my local friends, hope you're staying hydrated, because it's like 100 degrees plus every day, waiting for our 2 weeks of fall here in Austin, Texas. Can't wait. So, I've been having an okay week. Nothing really much going on, except, okay, no, there is... I don't talk about comedy as much as I should, I guess. I don't know. I always like when a new HBO comedy special comes out. For the most part, they're really good. I really like Gerard Carmichael's special. It was different. Different approach. But speaking of different approach... There's a new special that dropped last Friday, I think. It's Drew Michael. He talks to the camera for 45 minutes. There's no audience. There's no audience! I don't understand. That's a monologue. That's not... I think the trailer, I think he talks about how it's like, well, this... You know, this is very intimate and personal, that he didn't want to interrupt it with people. I don't know it. Like, I started it, and he's talking. And I made it about 3 minutes, because I started watching, and he talks to you like it's like he's really deep, because he realizes that he has intimacy issues. Like, that's original. Like, we don't all have that shit. But he's talking, and I'm thinking this is the intro. You know, like the opening, like you see people do. But then I realize this intro is going on really long, and I kind of scroll through the HBO Now app. So I'm like scrolling through to see if it ever... And no, he doesn't have an audience the whole time. And that's just mind-blowing to me. It's just... So if you like comedy, that's probably not the one to watch. It's... What are we doing next? Is somebody going to do like a play, and then the main character goes off to the side and has a soliloquy, and that's the special? I don't know. At some point, it's not stand-up anymore, and that makes me sound old. But it's the new way. It's not new. Go look up Spalding Gray. Like, there are monologues. Monologuists, people who do monologues, whatever. This is not a new format. This is just, I guess he wanted to really get out his material and what he wanted to talk about without people going, boo! Be funny! What the fuck is this? I guess that's what he wanted to avoid. And probably a good call, Drew. Ugh. So, don't, if you're looking to laugh, I suggest instead, I don't know, maybe it was funny, but after 3 minutes, I'm like, fuck you, and I turned it off. And I went and watched Bert Kreischer's new special on Netflix, and that was funny. So, if you're looking for a recommendation, I can tell you what not to watch. Anyway, that's about all that's really happened. I'm writing new jokes and going to open mics, because I've been listening to my album, my forthcoming album stuff, and working on that, and got really tired, you know. It's like, well, I'm not going to do these jokes again. I'm sick of hearing them. Man, I'm sick of listening to this asshole. So I know how some people feel. I think I said that before. So there's... I can finally talk about this, because There's a former coworker of mine that, since he's not working, since he's not my coworker anymore, I can talk about it. Because there was this, I'm going to call him Roy. That's not his name, but it's the best description. So Roy, like there was that moment where he just annoyed the shit out of me the whole time. Just absolutely, you know, it was annoyed several of my senses. Like just sound, smell, sight. I don't know. It just, he bugged the hell out of me. And he was terrible at his job. So that's like a double whammy. And but like his only saving grace was that he was nice, kind of. So, but the thing that is, and I got to bring it up because this makes me look bad and I might as well be honest about it. So I don't, whenever we get new employees at the restaurant, I don't like change. Like a lot of people. And so it's not that I'm not mean to people, and I'm not, you know, I just don't, I'm not warm. You know, it's like, hi. That's about it. Because when it comes to like back of the house, like cooks and prep and different people and busters and different stuff, people don't tend to work very long. They like show up and they're like, oh, this is good. And then they leave. So in the restaurant industry, people don't work there very often. So it's like, I'm tired of getting my heart broken. So I protect myself by not warming up to people. That's at least my excuse. So this guy shows up and, you know, he's a shit kicker. He's a redneck, and that's fine. But like to the point where like the first day he's working, he's dipping, which is, you know, he didn't do that again because he got told that, you know, hey, that's you can't do that at work. But he spit in the trash can that I have that's like a foot from me. And we've said one thing to each other, is like, hi, hi. And then he does that. And so the second thing that I say to him is, hey, it'd be really nice if you didn't do that shit again. So we started off well, because I said that and he kind of stared at me. And it was at this moment, he had this look in his eye and I went, oh, this guy's an ex-con. An ex or a felon. I know the look. I've seen it. And you know what? I found out later. Yeah, I was right. But like he had the look of you know, was like wanting to bow up, but also wanting the job. So like refraining himself from doing that. And I realized at that point, I'm like, okay, now this is going to be interesting. We're going to have it out. And we did have it out like a couple of days later. Because he would put dishes for me to wash in dumb places. Like, he had no common sense on how to work in a kitchen. And so, and like, I wouldn't say anything to him because I'm like, but he could feel that I was like, like, I didn't make that noise, but like, you can sense when somebody's like, and I said something to him and was like, you know, and I was correcting him. And what happened is that the day that came to a head, I wasn't annoyed by him. I was annoyed by something else, but my tone was still whatever it is sometimes. And he goes, and he says, man, you don't have to talk to me like a fucking child, man. You're talking to me like an adult. And I wanted to tell him, I'm like, hey, I talk to everyone like this. Like, I wasn't talking down to him. I talk to everybody like they're dumb. It's like, you're not special, buddy. I talk down to everybody at work because people need to do their job right. So, and that's, yeah, I realize that that's high expectations in the food service industry, and you know, probably shouldn't have those. But man, do your job, or don't come to work. The servers love me, by the way. They don't. No, they're fine. I do a really good job, so they put up with the fact that I don't suffer fools. I just don't. And But that was actually the good thing. So he and I went outside and yelled at each other for a little bit. But afterwards, we kind of came to an understanding. And it was weird how my mind changed about him, because after we yelled at each other, I went, nah, that guy's all right. I don't know why that is. That's like a dude thing where it's like some kind of alpha male bullshit where you're like, ah, that guy stood up to me. Good for him. Nah, he's okay. So he was annoying from then on, but like we were fine. But I've been meaning to talk about that, about it. It's just a weird thing. But there was always this thing. He always kept going, you know, yeah, I got to come out and see you do comedy sometime. And I was like, yeah, please don't. Yeah. And so he never did, though. And he didn't get my contact information or started following me. And then he's not working there anymore. So it's like, oh, dodged a bullet. So my 18-year-old coworker said that when I found out he wasn't working anymore, that I started dancing. And I don't think I was, but he emphatically said I was, that I was that excited that he wasn't working there anymore, which is kind of fucked up, but you know what? If you're going to be annoying, at least be good at your job. Like, do one or the other. If you're bad at your job, be cool. Like, nah, you know, he's really cool. It's okay that he sucks. Like, one or the other. You can't be bad and annoying. It's a bad combination. Playing bad country music. Like, he had his own speaker. Like, there's music playing in the restaurant, and he's got his own speaker next to him. And so now you're hearing mediocre music coming out, you know, for the customers, and then really, really shitty music at the same time. And and I've got my music, but I'm in the back. So I don't know. It was not a good situation, but that's over. Another thing about the 18-year-old, who listens to this, and so I normally don't talk about him, but the other day he's a busser, and then like the second, like he assists me by like running stuff on the weekends, like all the clean dishes, he runs them out so that I can just pound out dishes as they're coming in, and he stacks all these cups like dangerously high. And I'm like, you're going to take all of those at once? And he goes, yeah, two trips are for pussies. Taking two trips are for pussies. And I went, that sounds familiar. And he goes, yeah, you said it. And I went, oh, shit. That's right. I did say that. I was kidding, but, oh, man. I have an opportunity to be a good influence on a young adult. And I am dropping the fucking ball because I'd rather be funny. That's just the way it is. Yeah, I could be a good role model, or I could be hilarious. I'm going to go with hilarious. That's just who I am. That's just what we're going to do. It doesn't, you know, sorry. It's a moral failing of mine. That's actually a point I like to make. If you're going to rather be funny than good. Social media, of course, makes us all, we're very judgy. Everyone's very judgy. It's like I saw a lot of posts making fun of Demi Lovato and her OD. And people are just, yeah, they're very judgmental. And I mean, our Surgeon General report came out 2 years ago, the Surgeon General under Obama before the changeover. And he had put out talking about that that addiction is not a moral failing, you know, because 20 million Americans suffer from, addiction disorder or whatever they call it. I don't know what they call it now, but yeah, that, and it's, you know, it's a brain chemistry thing. It's not a moral failing. And that's kind of the difference between the different programs and AA, because AA is, it does make it out to be a moral failing. And it's almost like a, that's one of the downsides that I don't like about the 12 step is that it's got the huge undertone of, well, you got to be a better person. And you know, that's the really dated part. And I mean, we've gotten a lot better as a society, but it's still, people are like, nah, you know, that it's, people are weaker because they have a problem. And my biggest issue with the fact that everyone is judgmental about everybody and everything, everyone's got a hot take, everyone's got an opinion about every single little fucking thing. You know, Twitter's a, you know, disaster area. My biggest problem with all of it is this. If you're gonna be judgmental, at least be funny. Otherwise, you're just soapboxing or trying to be snarky and like, eh, I did the, you know, I got a good burn. But if it's not funny, what's the fucking point? Then it's just annoying. It's just, you're just venting to no one. I mean, you're just making everybody else irritated with your venting. So, yeah, if you could do me that favor, if you're gonna talk shit, at least be funny about it, man. I don't like reading. I don't know. It's just, I don't get it. I hate on a lot of things, but I try to do it because I think it's hilarious. It's like if anybody who really knows me knows that I'm actually a really happy person. It's just, you know, I like the curmudgeon. It's a persona because that's what, nothing entertains me and it makes me, I enjoy being irritated more than anything in the world. I just like being irritated. So I don't know why. It's just who I am. It's who I've become. So just keep it funny. I'm vaping, sorry. All right. I wanted to mention this. Because I don't think I've brought this up before, but so this would be no surprise that we hit another record, overdose deaths last year. It's a new high of like 72,000 people. Almost 30,000 of those were related to synthetic opiates, fentanyl. Specifically, and I wanted to bring up, you know, buzzkill. No, but I wanted to bring up that something that a lot of people try. I think that a lot of drug users and addicts go for, regardless of, you know, it's the idea that it kills people is actually makes it more appealing. Like, oh, it must be a hell of a drug. Because they say that if you'll read some people will say, oh, it's 50 times stronger than heroin. Let's clarify what that means, fentanyl. It's 50 times more potent than heroin. That doesn't mean it's 50 times, it gets you that much higher. It doesn't get you that much higher. It's just 50 times more dangerous. So it's kind of, I'm not saying, hey, you know, always go back to the original. I'm not saying you should do heroin instead of fentanyl, but you should do heroin instead of fentanyl. You shouldn't do any of them, but don't like upgrade because you think it's going to be better. It's not, it's just more dangerous. I realize that the guys that use this aren't listening to me right now. So I'm telling people that don't even do it, but, anyway, pass that along. It's 50 times more potent, not stronger as in, oh, it's, you know, hey, it's more alcohol content and it'll fuck you up more. It's not that kind of a thing. So that's just a clarification there. And So, one last thing, I guess. I know I said earlier that I'd rather be funny than good. That's, I mean, anybody who knows me knows that that's an exaggeration. But I think the thing is that I, at some point, you get to it. Being sober after several years, I finally kind of realized that being true to myself is the best course of action. So sober people, listen, I don't know. Don't try to. I always like the Alan Watts said in one of his lectures that don't try to improve yourself. You can only be yourself. Like, you can be the, and I just totally misquoted that, but that's fine. But that's the whole idea, is, you know, that's kind of where I got that self-improvement is masturbation line from Fight Club, because it's not about making yourself better. It's just being the best you, if that makes sense. It's about, I think that's what the whole idea of, you know, trying to improve your, you know, trying to better your life by being a more moral person. Just be you, man. Just, you know, listen to yourself more honestly. Just a more honest you, and what you know what's right and wrong. And it's just about saying fuck it less, you know, fuck it, and then just doing whatever. That's really what it, when things started improving for me, is when I started doing that. When I started doing, like, at the very beginning when I sobered up, I started doing kind of like the, you know, the, like the Seinfeld episode where George does the exact opposite of what his intuition told him to do. It's kind of like that, but in more of a sense, when I got a thought that, like, man, I ought to do this, but I don't want to, I would do it. That's how I kind of started. And I don't do that as much anymore. Now I'm just kind of like, I'm in a zone. So I'm kind of, I'm like, no, I don't want to. I do that a lot. But every once in a while, if I'm feeling like I'm not happy with something, or I'm kind of, you know, just, or I'm restless, I get restless a lot. That's the kind of thing. It's like, man, I ought to go work out, but I think I'd rather play Xbox. It's, you know, about 50% of the time now I do finally go, no, let's go do it. And you know what? And of course, every time I feel better, and it's like, okay, I'll remember that next time. And then I don't, because I'm human and that's what happens. But it's about, yeah, just don't try to make yourself a better person. Just be truer to you. And that sounds really, man, that's some hippie bullshit. But that's the problem, is most of you listen to the message, not the person. Hippie bullshit is right. It's just like all the sayings in AA are actually true, regardless of the flaws, that what they say is actually the way to go. But that's about all I had on that. And I, you know what? I think we're going to end it there. Thank you guys for listening. I know it's a little early, but I don't want to just ramble for 5 more minutes. I've already rambled for 24. So we will see you next week. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'll see you guys. Red wine, a little smoke.